BJ Pack, a state representative from Georgia who has a promising political career in front of him. BJ, the first Asian American Republican to serve in the state legislatures in the Southeast. And he joined us on the line this morning. BJ, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Now, why is it so significant, do you think, to note that you're an Asian American?
I do think that the Democratic Party has spun the GOP as being not diverse and not welcoming to minorities. And the fact that somebody like me, who is Asian American, born in South Korea and an immigrant and naturalized citizen, could join the GOP kind of goes against that stereotype that they have about the GOP. And so I'm glad to be a spokesperson for the diverse viewpoints and different communities that the GOP represents.
Now, where do you represent? What is your district? And does District 108, but what group of people is that?
It's a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia, about 15 miles northeast. I live in a county called Gwinnett. Those of you who follow the census and also the New York Times article, I think, after the 2012 elections show that Gwinnett County is one of the most diverse or diversifying counties in the country. And I represent an area called Lilburn and surrounding area, a city called Lilburn. And the demographic makeup is predominantly white. I only have about 5%, less than 5% Asian American population in my district, and about 12 to 15% African Americans, and Hispanics, about 10% as well.
I ask you because, you know, oftentimes you look at, I'll use Senator Tim Scott as an example from South Carolina, an African American senator who gets chastised and, you know, ridiculed and marginalized basically by the left because, as a person of color, you know, how could you join the Republicans? Well, because Republicans are a group for opportunity and free markets and limited government and all the things that make hardworking people happy, I suppose. Hardworking people want to be less encumbered when it comes to going to work and making their fortune and chasing the American dream. And so I wonder, do you get some of the same pushback that people like, you know, Tim Scott get, you know, when being a person who's not white in origin? Do you get pushback?
I don't get pushback so much as people presume that I'm a Democrat or a progressive because I'm an ethnic minority. But, you know, I found out and I came to I had an epiphany about my values and which party represents my values early on. And so overcoming that kind of presumption that I'm somehow left-leaning because I'm an ethnic minority is a situation that I face all the time. But once you start talking about what I believe in, it's pretty clear that, you know, my party is GOP. And even during the campaign, you know, I even had self kind of doubts about whether or not people who are not from my ethnic community would see me or be willing to vote for me because I was an Asian American. And obviously, given the election results, that blew that kind of self-doubt or self-limiting thought out of the water.
We're on the line this morning with BJ Pack, a state representative from the state of Georgia, who is, I guess, breaking the ice and breaking the trail for some folks to come behind him. An Asian American came here, what'd you say, from South Korea, immigrated here legally, I might add. Legally immigrated from South Korea and became a naturalized citizen. Let me ask you about some of the big topics facing the nation today. Let's talk about our situation on the southern border in Texas and the flood of illegal immigrants at an unprecedented level, about 20% of which are minorities. That's all, by the way. The rest are older. So let me ask you, now, what do you think about the border situation?
I think it's a symptom of the policies I think the president has adopted, and the fact that our immigration system is broken, the fact that we had deferred action, the word gets out, and it certainly impacts people's behavior. Now, my heart goes out to the situation faced by the unaccompanied minors. Typically, can you imagine how scary it is to me in this country? But, I mean, this is a direct result of the failed kind of leadership that President Obama has shown while his time in the White House. Let's not forget that in 2008, the reason a lot of the ethnic minorities, you know, Latinos voted for him because he promised immigration reform in the first year, and that did not happen. And what he has done is, instead of trying to approach it in a sensible, bipartisan way, he tried to ram something down, a very unpopular policy from the beginning, which is Obamacare, certainly, and he lost all credibility. And so he's doing through executive fiat what he couldn't do through, the congressional democratic way. And the word has gotten out to Central American and those people who want to come into our country illegally that there's going to be a bureaucratic morass in terms of deportation or enforcement. So we're having the surge of illegal immigration coming into the country.
So how old are you, BJ?
I am 39. I'll be 40 later this year.
And you're in the State House there in Georgia?
Yes.
So where do we go from here? You're a rising star. What are your goals in this thing we call politics?
Well, first, I'm running for re-election. I'm unopposed, so I look forward to serving the people of District 108 for two more years. And then I would like to work very hard to elect a Republican a president in 2016. And apart from that, whatever opportunities there are, I would talk to my family about it and pray about it. If the timing's right and if the Lord will let me do it, I'll definitely look at running for something higher.
All right. Well, then let's look at the field of the Republican possibilities for 2016. Is there anybody that sticks out to you? Is it Rand Paul? Is it Chris Christie? I personally think that John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, would be a pretty good person to step into the race. Whether he wins or not, I think it would bring a big discussion for that state that has traditionally in the last couple of cycles gone for the Democrats in important races. What do you think?
Each of those governors bring different, very positive attributes to our country. I was recently attending an event where Governor Mike Pence spoke. I thought his conservative message resonated very well. It's very impressive what he's done in Indiana in terms of charter schools and tax reform and things like that. Certainly, Senator Rand Paul excites the millennials, the more of a libertarian kind of wing of our party. Governor Chris Christie certainly is a tough-fighting, anti-union, free-market type of guy. So it's going to be very interesting what happens, but I also like Governor Susana Martinez of New Mexico, just kind of her down-to-earth kind of approach and being able to govern a blue state. So it's going to be exciting what happens, but no matter what, I think we have a very, very good field against Hillary Clinton.
Well, I greatly appreciate your time this morning, BJ, and I look forward to talking to you sometime in the future. BJ Pack, everyone, from Georgia, and an Asian American, first one to serve in the Southeast, and good for you. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Have a great day. BJ Pack, a Republican from the state of Georgia, and, you know, breaking some of those barriers, breaking some of those stereotypes, I guess, and showing that you can come from all sorts of folks, and you can immigrate here legally and get it done. Isn't that an amazing thought?